This is Radio EcoShock with Alex Smith.
There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea. There's a hole, there's a hole. There's a hole in the bottom of the sea.
Drill for oil and even spill it. Keep on drilling till you kill all that grows. 'Cause anything goes. Bankers arm and claim their bonuses, ignoring borrow loanuses. CEOs say anything goes.
Since yesterday afternoon, British Petroleum and their subcontractors have been pumping a heavy mud down into the well bore below the blowout preventer. And over the course of the last 12 to 18 hours, they've been able to force mud down and not allow any hydrocarbons to come up.
But global warming's unacceptable. The public is susceptible to the pros that no one knows. Just think of those cars you got and cigars you got and those debts you got and the threats you got, power grids you got and the kids you got. It's your choice and you chose to take part in a rich society governed by high anxiety. Heaven knows anything goes. Don't you know that anything goes?
Hey kids, the circus is in town. One day the Los Angeles Times announces the Gulf Gusher is plugged. They got that from the Coast Guard clown, Admiral Thad Allen. The oil didn't get the message, it kept on gushing out of the hole. BP had stopped pumping mud 16 hours previously, but nobody told the government. Even so, 24 hours later, Allen said the same thing on national TV. Meanwhile, any fool on the net could see the oil continuing to gush out. If you could find the right camera. Video, who hit the video?
What you see are real-time images of a real-world disaster unfolding 5,000 feet below the surface of the Gulf. I believe that we will respond to this tragedy through technology and transparency. And releasing video of BP spill to the world is a step in the right direction. One of the major points that we should take away from this video is that the 5,000 barrels a day estimate that BP pushed all along is dead wrong. Today, BP is claiming that they are siphoning off 5,000 barrels a day. But if you look at the video, you can see plumes of oil spilling into the Gulf, far in excess of 5,000 barrels per day. These videos stand as a scalding, blistering indictment of BP's inattention to the scope and size of the greatest environmental catastrophe in the history of the United States.
After the Right Honorable Edward Markey got BP to release the underwater video, I went to the site at globalwarming.gov to watch. All was well, as robots moved smoothly through clear seas. No sign of pollution there, except BP sent the shot from the blowout preventer instead of that ugly picture from the big spill pipe further down the line. Rumor put that video on CNN, but I searched their site twice, never finding it. Once I bounced from another place into the CNN page with six cameras going, but alas, I could never find that again. Finally, it took PBS NewsHour to mount what the world wanted to see. Is the oil still coming out? Why, yes, it is. The constant eye on the gusher at pbs.org/newshour. It works with any computer, no software download required. Like millions of others transfixed, I just leave that on the screen, gushing oil out into my own studio minute by minute. Here is the Clown-in-Chief Tony Hayward of BP explaining how tiny this little accident really is, more like a soiled diaper.
I think the environmental impact of this disaster is likely to have been very, very modest. It's impossible to say, and we will mount, as part of the aftermath, a very detailed environmental assessment as we go forward. We're going to do that with some of the science institutions in the US, but everything we can see at the moment suggests that the overall environmental impact of this will be very, very modest.
If I could just remember where I saw that collection of global protests against PP. Oh, wait, that revolution was never seen on TV. Here are the sound clips as ordinary citizens wake from their fossil slumber to protest the killing of nature by Megacorp and ZombieGov. We'll start with the poet at a rally in New Orleans.
Dear British Petroleum, a.k.a. BP, a.k.a. Aral, a.k.a. AMPM, a.k.a. ARCO, a.k.a. Castro, a.k.a. Wild Bean Cafe, stick a cork in it. Sea turtles are soaked in the slick, traumatized and sick, dying and lying on the beaches and the bayou, speckled with pelicans, never to fly again. It's an apocalyptic potpourri. Drill, baby, drill. That's for me.
On to Nashville, where an extreme rainfall event, a side effect of carbonized warming, recently washed out the city.
Letting BP take care of cleanup of the spill is the same thing as letting a criminal who robbed a bank come in and dust for the fingerprints. It doesn't work, it's not fair, and it's not honest.
Boycott BP, stop buying their stinky gas.
Here goes the protest in San Francisco, that mother of change.
We won't pay for BP's mess!
Take it from their bonus checks!
We won't pay for BP's mess!
Take it from their bonus checks!
Even Beverly Hills showed up at the local BP station.
Hi, this is Brenton Garin for the Beverly Hills Courier. Today we are coming to you from the corner of Olympic and Robertson Boulevards, where a protest is underway. Local residents have gathered and laid down black plastic and yellow caution tape as a mock oil spill to protest the BP oil disaster in the Gulf.
Back to New Orleans with a few words from Dr. John the Night Tripper.
Why? Because this is the biggest oil spill that's ever happened on the planet, or and his state has been suffered enough damages that we, as a people, are getting beat down into the dirt, and we don't even have any dirt left. This oil industry is pushing us down and down.
New Orleans knows.
The specifications of the Minerals Management Service, and BP said no.
Right.
Uncle Sam said, share your video data so that the Department of Interior can understand what's going on down there, and BP said no.
Arrest him!
Uncle Sam said, stop using Corexit, because the EPA recognizes that it's just making the problem worse, and BP said no.
Arrest him!
In a scenario where BP is calling the shots and telling the government how it's going to be, when it ought to be the other way around.
One of a series of filling stations protests in New York City, as reported by CNN.
BP's crumbling, environmentally friendly image is taking yet another pounding. Demonstrators in New York mocking the company by covering themselves in fake oil.
Remember Code Pink from the anti-war protests? They're back, and they're dirty in Houston, as we hear from Dylan Radigan of MSNBC.
All right, today in the town square, the naked truth behind Drill Baby Drill. The group Code Pink dropped by BP's Houston headquarters this afternoon, undressed and covered themselves in oil. Their question for the big bosses, what's more indecent, our naked bodies or the horrific effects of America's oil obsession. Diane Wilson helped lead the protest for Code Pink, Women for Peace.
Here's a cheery little song from Code Pink that you can use in your own demonstration.
No blood for oil and war. The eyes of Texas are upon you. Fix the spill and drill no more.
Miami Beach brought out the black plastic to cover the gleaming sand and a few sunbathers. Major state politicians showed up to speak out.
It's an outrage that this is happening.
This is about to become the worst environmental disaster in the history of the United States.
I am angry today. Today is a terrible day in the state of Florida and throughout the United States.
But now we're talking about something that can be more devastating than a Category 5 hurricane hitting square in like Andrew. We know the oil's out there. We know it has a chance, a real chance, to wash up on our shores. We should have a plan in place now. What are we going to do if that gets into the loop and starts heading our way?
This invisible poison, this invisible toxic brew that's going through the Gulf is not visible, but underground and going with the currents. And they're going to slowly kill the fisheries and the wildlife and the reefs. And you won't even know it's happening.
Some act surprised that this happened. And when you drill a hole into the ground a mile below the sea and then go another 10,000 feet below and you lose control of it, that to me is something that should have been expected.
I can't stand to think that something we're doing out there could harm the animals and harm our water.
The beach is absolutely incredibly important to me. You know, it's one of the main reasons I live here in South Florida.
Today in the Gulf, the horrible oil spill is about to hit Louisiana. It's going to be devastating, but it's not going to end there, unfortunately.
The oil that is in the Gulf right now was far away from Florida, and we are praying, literally praying, that it does not destroy our beautiful ecosystem and damage permanently our state's economy. We are praying right now. Imagine had that spill occurred 4 miles from Florida. If the oil lobby has an opportunity to put rigs within 4 miles of our coast, they will.
Okay, this clip isn't recent. It's Nirvana's Eddie Vedder at the 2007 Lollapalooza.
I thought you'd remember it this way. If I said, you know, just think of it as like a boyfriend or girlfriend who never brushes their teeth. Don't kiss them. You wouldn't kiss them. So don't show BP Amoco any kind of love until they clean up their act. And as a further reminder, we got a little song. Don't go. I'll remember it here. Don't go, BP Amoco.
Here's another BP song for you, this time from the South Florida Raging Grannies, as they visit a series of gas stations. Learn it for yourself.
Give it up for the Raging Grannies!
The USA's addicted now to fossil fuel and oil, so BP's drilling off our shore and makes our blood just boil. We warned them that the oil could spill and wash up on our soil. Halliburton and BP, you suck. You suck the oil from the sea and poison all the soil. You suck the profits from the work while others sweat and toil. You suck the lifeblood from us while you plunder and destroy. Halliburton and BP, you suck. So take your friggin' drillin' rigs and move them from our shore. Take your friggin' drillin' rigs and don't come back no more.
Take your friggin' drillin' rigs, cause we don't want your oil. Halliburton and BP,
you suck.
You bypass the inspections and ignore the warning signs.
You bribe your way to drilling rights and profit from your crimes. 11 workers now are dead and fish all swim in slime. Halliburton and BP, you suck. So take your friggin' drilling rigs and move them from our shore. Take your friggin' drilling rigs and don't come back no more. Take your friggin' drilling rigs, cause we don't want your oil. Halliburton and BP, you suck.
That's the best show in town.
We are touring the national protests about the Gulf Gusher, mostly left out by mainstream media. This time it's the Reverend Lennox Yearwood Jr. at the White House calling out President Obama.
Back home in the home state of Louisiana, who went through Hurricane Katrina, who have been dealing with pollution on Cancer Alley, my mothers and fathers and grandmothers who are getting cancer, babies getting asthma, parents getting heat stroke, all the pollution from this profits, all the money being made, those fine men who gave their lives and died out in the Gulf Coast, those men who died out in West Virginia for fossil fuels, this madness must stop. Mr. Obama, this is your crown awakening. Yeah! We don't stand here in the rain simply because of the crude oil spilling in the Gulf Coast. We recognize now this is for future generations. If we don't get this right now and stop our addiction to oil and gas and coal and change to solar and wind, that not only are we at risk, but our entire planet is at risk. So we stand here now because digging those old, dirty fossil fuels out of the ground have got to stop. And at this moment, at this time, offshore drilling must stop now.
There were more, with protests in Europe and in Canada, especially in British Columbia, where folks are fighting off tankers running down the Virgin Coastline. Ditto Australia. Help yourself. Find a barrel. Paint it black. Roll out the black plastic spill and get out your mops. Protest at BP gas stations, but for Earth's sake, ride your bike there or take the transit. At your politician's office, at the gas pumps, on the dollar bill. Paint it black.
The top-kill approach to stop a massive oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico has failed.
Here's a roundup of some oil drilling news, including some positive developments, as the Great Oil Gusher runs its second month in the Gulf of Mexico. Realizing the gigantic impact on both the United States and people around the world, governments have started to question and even hold back other dangerous oil drilling projects. We'll start with the U.S., where President Barack Obama announced a pause in offshore drilling on the East Coast and in Alaska. The Arctic decision will knock out three planned exploration wells by Shell Oil in the Chukchi Sea off Alaska's northwest coast. Shell paid the feds $2.1 billion for those leases in 2008. No Arctic drilling will be considered until 2011. The move was endorsed by environmentalists and Alaska natives, who already said a cleanup in the fragile Arctic was impossible. Republican Representative Don Young said Obama's precautions were irrational and careless. He said, just because, quote, one plane goes down, we don't stop flying. Alaska gets around 90% of its general revenues from the oil industry. On Canada's east coast, Chevron is drilling even deeper than the BP Deepwater Horizon. The Gulf well that blew out is 1,500 meters deep, about a mile under the sea. The Chevron well is in the Orphan Basin, about 267 miles, that's 430 kilometers, northeast of Newfoundland's capital of St. John. It will be drilled in water 2,600 meters deep, or 1.6 miles below the surface, so deep the technology required is like drilling on the moon. Yet Chevron has no way to stop such a deep blowout, and there is no nearby backup rig, even to drill a relief well months later. In November 2005, the Canadian government waived previous environmental assessment rules, which would have required a detailed study of the risks, even at the exploratory drilling stage. On May 20th, the Canada, Newfoundland, and Labrador Offshore Petroleum Board announced new and stricter safety regulations for deep drilling. Chevron will have to test its blowout preventer in a lab. There would be more inspections. In fact, the Chevron drilling at Orphan Basin will have to stop until the regulator is satisfied that safety measures will work. That's good news for the East Coast, at least for now. How could anyone claim sanity if they let this deeper drilling go ahead, knowing there is no plan to stop a blowout and knowing the extreme damage that can result? Apparently, that Chevron project is the only ongoing offshore drilling in Canadian waters. Still, Max Rulock, chief executive of the Canada, Newfoundland, and Labrador Offshore Petroleum Board, told Reuters, quote, "The understanding that we have is what occurred is not something that would ever have been allowed to happen here in Canada," end quote. And anyway, even if there was a blowout, Rulock said, the oil wouldn't reach Canada's east coast due to the wind and sea patterns. And that's all that matters, isn't it, folks? Who cares if the open ocean is drowning in toxic oil? The main thing is to protect the valuable oceanfront property. If we don't see it, it doesn't happen. The National Post reports that Canada is trying to pick up drilling bids for the Arctic, even as the U.S. pauses for safety. Multinationals wanting to drill exploratory wells in Canada's Beaufort Sea and the Mackenzie River region will face fewer regulations than they would in the United States. Unlike the U.S., Greenland, or Norway, Canada does not require an environmental assessment when bidding. BP, which already holds leases in the Beaufort Sea, has begun seismic testing of the seabed with plans to drill several hundred meters deep. Testifying before a Canadian House of Commons committee and Drinkwater, the president of BP Canada was unable to promise that a cleanup in the Arctic was even possible. Scientists have said that once oil is underneath the Arctic ice, there is no way to remove it. The Geological Survey of Canada plans to search for gas and oil in the coming months using seismic testing, even in an area reserved as a conservation zone. Laughably, Natural Resource Canada claims the Mineral and Energy Resource Assessment is just part of the procedure to help Parks Canada set up a national marine conservation area. Right, we have to look for gas and oil first, then we'll make it into a park. The Nunavut Aboriginal people were opposed to seismic testing, but in late May approved the search for gas and oil in that part of the eastern Arctic. That will include firing loud air gun shots underwater every minute for 600 hours, even in the pristine Lancaster Sound. That's where most of the magical narwhal, with their single ivory spikes, spend their summers, along with endangered bowhead whales, walrus, and other animals, whose sensitive hearing may be damaged by the seismic blasts. Canada's Minister of the Environment, Conservative Jim Prentice, representing the Alberta oil city of Calgary, sees no conflict between setting up a marine protected area and searching for oil and gas at the same time. That's the scoop, friends. The four pots on the oil fire, drilling stalled on the eastern seaboard until the Gulf storm blows over, Arctic exploration waiting for the same, governments hungry for revenues in the downturn will announce new versions of the old game, and the dangers stay the same. As MSNBC's Rachel Maddow documented, not much has changed in blowouts since the 1979 Ixtoc horror in Mexico's part of the Gulf. That one leaked into the ocean for 9 months, until a relief well finally succeeded. The company did all the same things in 1979. The containment, the burn-offs, the chemicals, the top kill, the junk shots, and even the top hat, which of course was called the sombrero. None of it worked then, as now, and that was in only 200 feet of water, not a mile or more down, in the sea. Let's crank up the time machine with Rachel Maddow and NBC News from 1979.
And in the Gulf of Mexico, oil workers are trying to handle a much larger oil spill. A burning offshore oil well is dumping 30,000 barrels of crude each day into the Gulf.
So, yeah, that was from 1979, June 13th, 1979. 31 years ago, in June 1979, an oil well called the Ixtoc blew out in the Gulf of Mexico. It started spewing thousands of barrels of crude oil into the Gulf every day. And it's not just the disaster itself that should sound familiar to you. It's also the techniques that they were using at the time to try to contain the spill.
Airplanes are to be used to drop chemicals on the oil, but there is a shortage of aviation fuel down there. The workers are also putting up a mile-long boom. They're putting it into place. They're trying to contain the oil slick in the Gulf of Mexico.
There is now a distinct possibility that oil spilling from that runaway Mexican well could spread as far as the Gulf Coast of Florida. That from an official of the EPA. In the Gulf of Mexico, rain and heavy seas are hampering efforts to cap a Mexican oil well. It has been spilling since June 3rd, the worst spill in history. Workers are trying to put a giant cone over the well. Despite inclement weather, they may try again today.
Mexican officials are calling it Operation Sombrero. Workers have been trying since the weekend to put a 300-ton steel cone over the mouth of the runaway well. Officials say once in place, the cone will collect up to 90% of the crude oil, which has been gushing from the well for more than 3.5 months. From 10,000 to 30,000 barrels a day have flowed into the Bay of Campeche and the Gulf of Mexico. Two relief wells are still being drilled to relieve pressure on the blown-out well, so it eventually can be capped.
Officials say the oil could reach all the way to Florida as it continues to threaten the U.S. coast for months. William Monroe, NBC News, South Padre Island, Texas.
31 years later, the same tired answers, the same horrible risk of a deep-sea blowout. But now we burn so much of the world's supplies that desperate countries are always willing to risk their entire coastlines just to keep the cars, the power plants, and the chemical works humming. On May 30th, John Vidal, environment editor of Britain's Guardian newspaper, pointed out that the Nigerian Delta has experienced oil catastrophes greater than the current BP blowout for years, and nobody cares. Neither the major company, Shell Oil, nor the corrupt military government is prepared to control the ongoing pollution. Just in this past month of May, there were major leaks from Nigerian pipelines owned by both ExxonMobil and Shell. The Nigerian Delta provides 40% of all the crude imported by the United States, with no questions asked. The World Wildlife Fund UK released a report estimating that by 2006, around 1.5 million tons of oil, the equivalent of 50 Exxon Valdez spills, had already been spilled in Nigeria. Meanwhile, American drilling and oil supply companies, hurt by the temporary halt to offshore drilling in the U.S., are already looking for business in countries with a lot less regulation, including Brazil and countries in West Africa or even Namibia. Carrying foreign flags of convenience, these drilling giants roam the world, working for any bidder. Until Americans begin to scream for more at the gas pumps, then the big rigs will be back, taking the big risks along America's fragile coasts. I'm Alex Smith, reporting for Radio EcoShock. We'll be right back in just a minute with more Radio EcoShock.